are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. I'm your host, Maude Marty. So as I mentioned last week, this show starts a three-part series I'm going to do on the music that Maude's listened to since the mid-70s. And this can polarize the room a little bit, and that's okay. And what I'm saying isn't that this music is necessarily Maude music, but it is music that, in my experience, Maude's that I've talked to grew up listening to. And really, I can only share this with you from my perspective, from my point of view. So I'm actually going to be walking you through my progression of Maude music. And we're going to be doing it chronologically. Because of time, there will be aspects that will be glossed over. And I'll talk about that as well. Namely, ska and acid jazz. Two things I love, but there just isn't enough time to really get into them too deeply. I do touch on them, though. So this week, we're going to start in 1978. And of course, we're starting with the Maude father, Paul Weller, and his, Rick Buckler, and Bruce Foxton's seminal band, The Jam.
Kicks right through the night.
All right.
street. Another girl in the neighborhood. Wish she was mine, she looks so good. I wanna hold her, wanna hold her tight. That teenage kicks right through the night. I'm gonna call her on the telephone. Have her over cause I'm all alone. I need excitement, no, I need it fire. And it's the best I've ever had.
So we started off there with The Jam and their cover of The Kinks' David Watts on Polydor. Now, The Jam is quintessential mod revival band. In fact, it is considered the mod revival band. However, it is also punk. Punk in a way that outpunks punk itself. Dressing in suits, being cool, not being all dirty and anarchist. It's almost like punk subversive. In that camp was also The Undertones, which followed The Jam. Their probably considered hit, Teenage Kicks, just a great song, really touches on teenage angst and devil may care attitude. It's on the Good Vibrations label. And then back to Zero, Your Side of Heaven on Fiction Records.
Oh,
1979, Jane Eyre and the Belvederes covering a Northern Soul classic, Breaking Down the Walls of Heartache, originally done by The Bandwagon was a big play in Northern Soul, and by 1979 would have been considered like a Wigan hit. After that, the Lambrettas, so mod they named themselves after the scooter, a track called Runaround on the Rocket Record Company label, and finished everything off with Paul Collins' The Beat, Don't Wait Up For Me on CBS. They had to call themselves that, obviously, because there was already a band called The Beat. There's the English Beat. There's also a US band called The Beat. So things were starting to get very confusing.
Boxer on a Sunday afternoon. Immediate reaction.
We're still in 1979, and it is the height of the mod revival. Started everything off there with the Purple Hearts, Millions Like Us, which is kind of an anthem for the uprising of the mods of the new revival. Followed that with Squire, with a more pointed and obvious anthem for the mods. It's a mod world on I Spy Records. And the Teen Beats, who were more of a lesser known mod revival band from Hastings, England, their track Action Girl on Safari Records. Now here's where we start to dip our toe into the 1980s, starting in 1980 with the Bats, a track called Pop Gun on the Gustav label, and then a little taste of the ska mixed with punk that was two-tone, produced by Elvis Costello, the Body Snatchers, all-female band with a feminist in-your-face anthem called Ruder Than You. It's a Jamaican term meaning cooler than you. Rude boys, rude girls, they were cool, they were well-dressed. The Body Snatchers included Rhoda Decker, who would later on do a track called The Boiler with The Specials, very controversial track. The Body Snatchers only put out two 45s and then became a more pop-punk band called The Bell Stars. Finished that set off with The Specials themselves, the founders of the two-tone label. The track's called Little Bitch, one of my favorite ska tracks of that era.
Thrown over the ball, calling on your mouth. need money and I don't need crime. I got my kicks from spending all my time here beside you. That's why I'm standing on the corner in a freezing cold, just waiting for my girl from another world.
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net. Started off with The Jump, a track called Shake Up on Caveman Records. And then a band called Propaganda, playing on the incredible tension caused by the Cold War, as the Cold War was, as we know now, coming to a close. In 1980, it was still very, very tense. I have that on a 12-inch EP on New Disc, which is a subsidiary of Epic. And I finished everything off with The Vapors, a band that had a very short-lived career but had a really big hit with a track called Turning Japanese from the album New Clear Days, which again is a playing on the fears of nuclear war that was hanging over our heads at the time. The Vapors were managed by Bruce Foxton of The Jam and Paul Weller's father, who also managed The Jam, John Weller, but unfortunately, despite the success of Turning Japanese, they didn't last long at all. I gravitate towards that song, Living for the Weekend, because to me, that's very mod. Working a 9-to-5 job Monday to Friday so that you could get out on the weekend, go dancing, buy some new clothes, get some uppers and downers and whatever you needed to get you through the weekend, maybe even go on a scooter rally, is all about the weekend.
Life's a one-way street, it's full of broken people, walking the narrow line and acting so cool, acting so cool. When I was 17, I had so many dreams, dreams don't always come true, especially if you want them to. But we're older now, and our ideals take a bow to a world that's taught us well to survive this living hell. Life's a one-way street.
Oh,
Started out there with a band called The Aces. Again, a very mod name, like Ace Faces. A track called One Way Street on the ETC label. And after that, a band from Adelaide, Australia called The Jumpers. Track's called 1966. Obvious homage to peak time of mod culture and probably the best year in music as far as I'm concerned. That track only appeared, as far as I know, on an album called 5MMM's Compilation Album of Adelaide Bands 1980. They did have an EP that came out with four tracks in 1981 on the Smash and Grab label. I finished that set with a band that I think is underappreciated, especially in the mod world, thought to be a little too punk. I disagree. I feel as though they fit in beautifully here. Band's called 999, which in the UK is the same as 911. It's their emergency number. In fact, one of the best known songs by 999 is called Emergency. The track I played is called Obsessed, and it's on the Albion label.
Just hold my hand while I come.
The English Beat. They were actually The Beat and had to put The English Beat because of the American band, The Beat, as I mentioned before. That track's called Save It For Later. The reason I played that on the Go Feet label is because they played great ska, but they also did some wonderful music that bridged ska and pop, because Dave Wakeling and Rankin Roger from the English Beat went on to become General Public, had a few hits as General Public, which was not ska at all. I followed that up again with the Mod Father, Paul Weller. Once the Jam had disbanded, Paul Weller joined Mick Talbot and formed the Style Council. The song I played, A Solid Bond in Your Heart, helps to illustrate how Paul was drawing more on his soul roots and getting away from the punk. And if you watch the music video for A Solid Bond in Your Heart, it's all about putting together a Northern Soul night in an old hall. It has Mick and Paul all dressed up to the nines as mods, riding in on a Lambretta. It's got it all. That's on the Polydor label. I'm going to leave you off now with a bit of an unlikely band. You might think, what? This is Soft Cell. And the reason I'm playing this is because this song is a cover of a Northern Soul deep cut, barely known track called Down in the Subway by Jack Hammer. And if you know anything about Soft Cell as being like an electro-pop new wave band, these guys were Northern Soul fanatics. I mean, they covered Judy Street's What? They covered The Supremes' Where Did Our Love Go? And famously, they covered and had a huge hit with the Northern Soul classic Tainted Love, originally done by Gloria Jones. This is on a label called Some Bizarre Label, which I believe is a Vertigo subsidiary. This is from 1984. We'll be picking up next week, the same year. This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. Or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.
Train tracks and die. Down in the subway, I hide these tears of mine. Down in the subway, I'm gonna cry, cry, cry till the end of the line. Trouble.